Article title, What Do You Say to Someone on Their Deathbed, Specifically a Family Member? Content, I don't know what I'd say, but I know what I'd like to be told. When the time comes, I want everyone to celebrate my death. I want to see my beautiful family and friends and hug and kiss everyone. I want everyone to feast on health-giving, tasty food and talk about the more beautiful future on my funeral. I want to cry tears of joy for the life I lived and serve as an inspiration for the next ones. I want to know that everyone will continue with easiness, hope, peace and love in their hearts. I know that death is not a bad thing, but we're grown up thinking that death is the ultimate enemy. That's why everyone is so afraid from growing old. Growing old is almost treated like a disease, fueled by the industry to spend our money on beauty products. Without life, there is no death. Without death, there is no life. So how can death possibly be the enemy, when it's obviously the friend of life? If I die of old age, I'd be selfish to cry and feel miserable about it. We're humans and we simply live 60-80 years. That's just how it is. If I didn't live a life worth living by the time death arrives, list item. That was my own fault. List item. I'll just die in anguish and hope for a next life to fix my mistake of treating time like a commodity. List item. And hopefully scare others from living the way I did. Your life is your responsibility and your death is your responsibility. How you feel about your life and death is simply your decision. There's even a society where mourning after the death of someone is considered selfish. The dead are in much better place and wouldn't want us to be sad about them. Like anything in life, we can see the good side, so not even death has to be negative. Death is the other pole needed for life to exist. Let's enjoy both.